know, it's something that I'm always gonna hold close to my heart, man. So I have extreme passion for this game, and you know, the things that it's showing me, the places it's taking me, you know, the things it's done for me, for my family. You know, and it all started with, you know, this ball, this same ball, man. It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
The game of football has made a lasting impact on every player in the National Football League. But it is hard to describe the impact it has made on the life of Viking safety, Mistral Raymond. Football was his guiding light to overcome countless hurdles and tragedies in his life by showing remarkable perseverance and determination.
You know, I grew up in a really small town in Florida, just south of Tampa, Palmetto, Florida. It's a community where, you know, growing up, where, you know violence was all around, and you know, I kind of always knew that I had to find something, you know, to distract me from what was going on around me, and that. That's where I found my passion in playing football.
The sport was always his outlet to escape reality and bring him comfort in a cold world. And it got him through a journey few could ever imagine.
Growing up playing high school ball, you know, wide receiver was my primary position. And, you know, so I made a switch, you know, my junior and senior year to the defensive backfield. And I played corner, I played safety. And, you know, just coming out, man, I just wasn't very highly recruited, you know. And, you know, once that senior year was up, you know, I found myself in a situation where, you know, I had, you know, no college offers. And so what I told myself I was going to do was, you know, it's not walk on to any school or any of that. You know, I was going to take the junior college route and give myself a second shot at the recruiting process. And, you know, so I decided to go up to the state of Iowa, to Ellsworth Community College, you know, with a few cousins. You know, we say we're going to make it here and we're going to make it work here.
Heading to college in Iowa wasn't exactly what Raymond had in mind when he was a youngster dreaming of his football career. But soon, that would become the least of his problems.
I just remember it being a Saturday night. You know, a cousin of mine, we were roommates at the junior college, and, you know, we fell asleep watching this movie that night, man. We fell asleep probably about 3 o'clock in the morning that Sunday morning. And the movie was called Things We Lost in the Fire. And, you know, I fell asleep watching that movie 3 o'clock in the morning. And so that makes it 4 o'clock in the morning back in Florida. And 4 o'clock in the morning is when, you know, everything happened to my home. You know, I had a relative who lived next door to my mother's house, and who had gotten into a situation with someone where, you know, he ended up murdering this guy. And the guy's friends, they wanted to retaliate, you know, and seek revenge. And so their idea was to firebomb his mother's house, you know, which was my aunt who lived next door to my mom. And so they basically just attacked the wrong house, man. And, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, they come to the house with, you know, Molotov cocktail bombs, and throw Molotov cocktail bombs through the windows of my mother's home. And the place instantly catches fire. And, you know, it's just my mother, two of my sisters, one of which was pregnant at the time, and the other, you know, two daughters who were already in the house, two very young daughters. And, you know, so they're all scrambling, trying to run out of the house while it's on fire. And while they're trying to run out of the house, escape from the flames, you know, the same guys, you know, they start shooting at them. And so now they're forced to run back into the burning house to protect themselves. And during the course of them running back into the house, you know, my sister, she was shot, you know, multiple times. And, you know, it's a situation where, you know, it's very, very similar to the movie I watched that same exact night. And, you know, completely lost everything, man, had to start from scratch.
The game of football had meant so much to Mistral Raymond. But on this November day, the game was so meaningless. But like he had done his entire life, he fought and found a way to succeed through trying times.
The incident that happened at my house, you know, I told my grandmother, I said, hey, I'm coming home tomorrow, you know, find a way, you know, get some money up, put me on the first plane back home. And, you know, to my disliking, my grandmother says, no, you know, there's nothing you could do here. You know, there's nothing you could do. You know, everyone's alive. You're going to stay there and you're going to finish out the semester and you're going to graduate. And, you know, I'm thankful for her because, you know, I just, at that point in time, I said, you know, I have to finish this year out strong. I have to graduate, man. I have to do something good, you know, and show my family that, you know, we're still strong. And, you know, 3 weeks later, I happened to be on spring break. And so, you know, so I went to the University of South Florida in Tampa, which was only about 45 minutes away from my home. I just walked up to a guy who at the time I thought was the head coach, Jim Levy. And, you know, I'm calling the name, Coach Levy. I'm wondering, why is he not turning around, man? I know he hears me calling. So after a while, this guy turns around, and I see that it's not actually Coach Levy. It's the offensive line coach at the time, Mike Simmons. And, you know, I just walk up to him, and I tell him, hey, man, I'm a kid. I play junior college ball up in Iowa. I'm just from my hometown, 45 minutes away from here, and I'm going to come here and play football. And he asked me where I was at, you know, academically, and I told him, man, if I could go back up to school after spring break and finish this semester, you know, get my associate's degree, you know, I could go to any school in the country. He said, man, you get that degree, and we'll have a place for you.
His persistence paid off as the coaches saw enough in his highlight tape and his determination that they allowed him to walk on for the 2008 season. The game he so adored was back in his life. But once again, life throws him another curveball.
Well, I got a call from my grandmother, and she says, you know, your mom's in the hospital. You know, so she had always been in and out of hospitals. You know, she said, you know, this time is different, and I don't think, you know, mom's going to make it. And so, you know, I didn't have a vehicle. I had a very, very close friend who I had been friends with since high school. You know, I gave her a call. You know, she was in my hometown of Palmetto where my family was, and she drove up from Palmetto to Tampa, picked me up. And, you know, I'm on the road headed back down from Tampa to Palmetto to try to get to the hospital. And about halfway home, you know, I get a call. She gets a call on her cell phone, and I just remember hearing her scream, and I already knew what it was, you know. And so I just tell her, man, just pull over. And, you know, she pulls over. We switch seats, and now I'm doing 100 miles on the highway just trying to get there, you know. And it was already too late. She was already gone. When mom leaves, it's a completely different feeling. And the fact of the matter is, you kind of, for a moment, you lose all feeling in your body. And that's how it was for a long time. And, you know, so now I'm in between trying to go to school, trying to make a name for myself on the football field. So, you know, every day is pretty much, you know, I go to practice, and then I get on the road. I go home. I make sure everything's straight. I get back on the road the next morning, go to practice, get back on the road, go home. Never going to class. Just didn't cross my mind. You know, I kind of figured, you know, I'd make that up at the end of the year, man. I just got to make sure things right with my family. Well, that didn't work out for me. We were preparing for a bowl game when I got a letter from the head coach. And my position coach called me and talked to me and said, you know, you've been ruled academically ineligible.
It was the end of a dream. The endless tragedies and setbacks were too much to overcome. Football was over, and life's uncertainty lied ahead.
I just remember one day I was home, and I got in the car with my grandmother, and you know, she said, you know, I gave your head coach a call today, and, you know, he wants to meet with you. So I go up and I meet with the coach, and he says, hey man, this is what we're gonna do. This is the plan we're gonna lay out. You know, and he proposed the idea, you know, for me to, you know, fight for a hardship waiver from the NCAA, which allowed me to get back into school.
He is down to his final chance. And for a youngster who fought through so much, this was the break he needed and an opportunity he wasn't going to lose.
This is it, you know, this is the chance. This means something. I got to make the best of this opportunity. Every time I went on the field, I just gave it my all, and I just played for what I believed in. And that's just making a way for my family.
Well, I thought he was very self-disciplined. He wanted to better himself and have a better life than what his family was able to provide him, and he wanted to help his family. And I think he was motivated more so than most young people. Had great work ethic, just a great kid, very self-disciplined, very determined. I thought he did a great job, you know, controlling his mind, and that kept him out of trouble.
With his never-give-up attitude and determination to succeed, Mistral Raymond rose from a walk-on to 2 years later being named a team captain and earning all Big East second team honors. Finally, life seemed good.
I had just worked out really hard that day. I'm getting ready for the NFL draft, and you know, I just remember working out really hard that morning. And for some reason, man, it just was a really, really tough workout, and I was just exhausted. And so I'm laying there on my couch, and I get a phone call from my sister, and, you know, she's saying that, you know, Myceline, you know, she's saying she's been murdered. And it just didn't make any sense to me because it came out of the blue, man, just didn't make any sense. And I had to really think about it for a second, and by who, or you know, what was the reason for this? I love my sister, man, dearly. You know, she had a son and a daughter, very young children, man, who now, you know, will grow up without a mother.
Another senseless tragedy strikes the Raymond family, but Mistral is too close to let his dream get derailed. Not when he can see his lifelong goal there for the taking and a chance for the game he has so dearly loved to give him the ultimate gift.
I just remember, getting that call. And I answered the phone, and, you know, Mr. Raymond, you want to be a Minnesota Viking? And I said, yeah, absolutely.
Since arriving in Minnesota in April 2011, Mistral Raymond has gone from a sixth-round pick to a starter in the Vikings secondary. He has spent his entire life overcoming and beating the odds, and there was no possible way he would not take this opportunity and make the most of it.
When you know Mistral's history and you know his story and you realize what he's had to overcome, when I see him every day that I look at him, I smile because I just know the heartache that he's felt, and somehow, some way, he's been able to overcome some very difficult circumstances that were really out of his control. But he's never taken the approach, why me? You know, why did this happen to me? Or, you know, woe is me. That's never been the case. You know, he comes to work every day with a smile on his face. He practices hard. He works hard. He pays attention in the meetings. And he kind of lifts everybody else's spirits by his attitude and his approach. And that's hard to believe when you consider some of the tragedy that he's faced in his life.
In his 24 years on Earth, Mistral Raymond has gone through more struggles than most people see in an entire lifetime. Yet he found a way to prosper, beat the odds, and always have that trademark smile on his face. His life is an example to many on the power of determination and never giving up on a dream.